So then I was like, okay, what can I do now with this feeling that I have it? I say, I have it here, I have it in my body, because it goes up and down, goes in the stomach, goes in the heart, goes in the brain. It constantly.
Hey y'all, I'm Brian, and welcome to episode 1 of season 1 of Mindfolk, Human Creativity and Mindful Innovation in a Podcast. I'm extremely excited to bring you this first episode of the season. I have a whole bunch of amazing guests and partners lined up for you. And my intention with this podcast is to do something a little different, starting with my conversation with Melania. Basically, everything she does is creative gold. So I needed to talk to her about how she began her creative career. And to be honest, where our conversation went was totally unexpected to me. This is a much more intimate, vulnerable conversation than I was actually expecting, and I'm proud to share it with you now. Enjoy.
Like, my home and also my plants, because they are kind of the best things I could create in my life, because emotionally it's like an interesting chapter, but these things I kind of build, I transform, and I carry with me. Yeah.
What do you mean, emotionally interesting chapter?
Yeah, because in my life I've been more single than together with someone.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, and also this place, I also took it in a way to say, okay, let's also try again to reconnect with myself and instead of also sharing and see also what can happen after. And also to share my life is also another big desire in my life, because, I really want. But I don't want something. I want something good. So.
Yeah. What does it look like for you?
What does it mean?
Yeah. Like.
What does it mean?
When you say you want something good and you want to share your life and that's something you desire, how does that, when you imagine it, what does it look like?
I want something healthy. Hmm. This is because so far I saw myself being attached to not really good or healthy dynamics or projecting or being wanted and not return the feelings, but also being attached to this stuff. So I really want something, love and be loved. This is like that. Yeah. Okay. The love is there, and then let's see, let's build. And also something that suits me. Because I don't think I'm really conventional person.
Which I love about you, by the way. Which I love about you, by the way.
Ah, thank you. So also, I also want the freedom. So I also want to feel safe in order to also keep on doing what I like. Also, like, yeah, okay, there is some base, and so they don't create this dependency in order to just have a relationship.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm also working on it, on myself, and I'm also going once a month to a person. I'm really happy, because I think everyone should. We don't receive emotionally education.
No, it's true.
Yeah, so it's good to talk with someone that has better knowledge.
It's so weird that we don't teach kids how to deal with these kind of things. Like,
yeah, I think it's the biggest mistake, because the world we created so far, because we created, is towards productivity. Which I guess maybe is also part of our instinct, because we have a talent and this talent has to serve. But there is no emotionally education, and basically, without this, we fuck it up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah, it's so true.
Because we are not stable, or we are moved by fears, or moved, we are stuck by fears.
Yeah.
We are not moved by fears, because when you are afraid, you froze and you don't act. And maybe, and so then we don't express totally ourselves. Mm. And also, so that society push this power. Mm-hmm. Also, coronavirus is one of the biggest examples. We are under fears. So let's see what they are going to suggest next.
It's funny how you were talking about the politics of your apartment, because it got me thinking. I was thinking about the same things that you said about the politics of inside your old apartment. You could also say about geopolitics now, especially in response to coronavirus, the way that some people just want to have benefit of everything and not contribute. Some people are kind of waiting off the sidelines. And whenever there's someone that's trying to do something, or especially if they're trying to do something different, they get a lot of criticism. And it's funny that you mentioned that now in connection with this, because I think that those kind of unhealthy reactions and also unhealthy tendencies in a relationship come from fear. And a lot of the destruction and the ways that we're shitty to each other as people just come because we're afraid for ourselves. And then people are shitty to someone else to try to help themselves or alleviate their fear or something. We need more love, right?
Yes, and also what I'm researching this period, also the meaning of love, because sometimes in this period I was doing meditation, and then one sentence was coming into my brain. I don't know if it's an energy, a spirit. I don't know, but I believe in a lot of stuff, so I know.
Cool.
And I was feeling this sentence like, open your heart, open your heart. And I'm like, wow, I think my heart, it's over open. This is why I feel that I hurt myself easily. But then this open your heart also leads me to link some video on YouTube. And now I bought a book about this French sensitive. It's called Anne Giva. I don't know. But she's able to get out of her body and do this astral trip.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a really interesting lady. And of course, you don't know if it's true or not. But to me, let's say that whatever she says resonates good. So then I like, okay, at the moment of in the moment I am, sounds okay, so let's observe. And basically sometimes I think we confuse heart love and the real open heart. Because also she created this distinction about emotion and open your heart. And I was like, what is that? I'm figuring it out, but at the moment I feel that also when she talks about emotion, in the emotion there are good emotion and bad emotions.
Okay.
And the bad emotion also leads you to, as we were saying before, to move, to freeze, to hate. So then I think this kind of emotion, they are not really like positive in the growth, in our growth, or like leading us to our really potential.
Yeah.
Because I think we have a lot of potential, but we are so confused. And as I said, we don't receive, we don't encounter the right master in life.
Yeah.
I think we need masters. And also, like, this kind of stuff, this kind of power, we all have, but we are so in this society, in this kind of structure, that we just go like a train.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without
yeah, for sure. This reminds me, actually, of a friend of mine who spent time with Bedouins in the Sinai Peninsula. And Bedouins, obviously, like, they're nomads, so they live in the desert and they live very close to nature. And they have senses and skills and things that we can't do anymore. Like they can understand the weather. They can understand different patterns in nature. They can predict things based on, different signals that they pick up through the sand and through the wood and through water and stuff. And these are skills that we humans could have if we develop them, but we don't, because we're developing other skills like how to use computers and how to, drive cars and all this kind of thing.
And especially what she said, that also Theodora will say that the words we use create our world constantly.
Yeah, logos.
Constantly, yes. And I think this is also related what we think, also related to our emotion, like the good and the negative. Also because she is saying that the negative emotion also feeds kind of bad entity. So, and with this bad entity, we cannot go further. We cannot expand, let's say. Let's put it in this way. I think it's easier.
Yeah.
I'm experiencing this. But again, when the quarantine started, I said, okay, I'm living alone. I'm also forced to be locked. Okay, let's dig a little bit more in these two things. And I'm also trying to clean. And also especially from one strong attachment feeling I had with a person, which in this period also he moved forward with someone. Mm. So then I was like, okay, what can I do now with this feeling that I have it? I say, I have it here. I have it in my body because it goes up and down, goes in the stomach, goes in the heart, goes in the brain. It constantly,
yeah.
And then, when it's in the heart, it's like, okay, I love him as a human being. He's flying somewhere else. Okay, let it go. Then when it is in the stomach, it's like, and the thought toward. or when it's in the brain, I start to analyze, but I did this, he did that. So it's really like, and this is why also in my painting, in the one you bought it, there are three dots all the time. Because the dots for me are like this mental connection, the heart connection, and the, let's call stomach, but also it's called like the instinct. Yeah, the gut.
Yeah.
But also like the sexual connection, no? And because I think when these three points are aligned, I think it's a moment, a beautiful moment. But often with the people we connect only mentally because we have an interest, or sometimes also with the heart, only with the heart. Like think about your mom or your unconditional love or your girlfriend. Or sometimes what you connect just by physical attraction.
Yeah.
So.
Also valid. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong, but they're just true. But I think when really they are connected, all of them, I think it's really another level, let's say.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you, because I feel like the painting you just mentioned, which I love, by the way, thank you for that. It's I'm looking at it right now. it feels almost like it's one of a series. Like you have a few paintings that kind of feel similar to each other. Can you tell me about that a little bit?
I think they're going to be also more. And they are all part of my emotional process, no? Mm. Because as I told you, for me, it's also a little bit therapy. Because when I paint, I can really close my brain or my thought and just be there with the color. Or at least I don't activate the anger that sometimes... as a human being I have. So then and there, like, okay, let's take it out everything and So for me, it's like a moment of therapy, like a meditation.
Mm.
And for sure, I'm sure I'm going to do more than that stuff because I'm still digging, I'm still searching.
Mm-hmm.
So until I'm going to get tired or it's gonna transform, I'm sure I'm gonna do. But watching what I'm doing these days, it goes from that direction to a totally dark and strong color.
Wow.
Yeah. And then again, maybe something light. So
What moves these changes for you?
I think my emotion. Yeah, my emotion. And so, and I have to say that one of the goal while I painting is always like, okay, let's try to be honest. And let's try to be just a tool so where the creativity can pass through me. Mm-hmm. Because I don't believe that I control everything. Or it's really that I did that. Because often I look at them and I'm like, who did that? Often.
Yeah.
Yeah. So especially when I see a lot of black. And I'm like, ah, what is this? Where this is coming from?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really funny to observe. And another funny thing is when someone say, oh, I really like it, I want this. And I'm like, oh. So, I don't know how to explain. But
I want this to be the cover of my book.
But makes me feel like, okay, so I kind of channel something and someone connect to that. Because, again, I don't really feel that... I kind of really do totally. Yes, of course, I'm my hands and I have a style. Yes. But I don't think there is only me controlling this stuff.
I think I would agree with you. What would you say? Because the way you described it now, when especially when there's someone who appreciates a piece of work mm-hmm. that you've done or wants to buy it or like just resonates mm-hmm. with it somehow, it feels like you're both connecting to something that's apart from both of you, in the sense that I think the painting that you created in me, it helps me connect with something that's separate from myself, maybe separate from you, that maybe we're both tapping into. And I'm wondering if that's, how do you feel about that?
Okay, according to what I'm also reading, mm-hmm. We are part of the same source. And the source is energy.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe this is where maybe we can connect. And so then, or maybe you empathize some emotion that I have and then reproduce in these colors or in these lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe this is why you connect. Because another thing that if you watch my drawings, you can see really clear is a dualism.
Mm.
Because I feel I'm divided in two. So often like, oh, one part goes in the direction, the other one in another. I'm like, okay, let's. Which is also left and right. Although so sometimes when you do meditation or you pray,
mm-hmm.
you do this,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
And this is also like a good way to connect the left and the right part of your brain, or the female and the male part of the body, no?
Yes, yin and yang. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
And also analyzing the brain, the left part, or is one is really analytic and the one is really emotional.
Hmm.
So we have also this dualism inside. So basically, no?
Yeah. That's interesting. And I love that comes in, that shows through in your work as well.
Yeah. I mean, also sometimes when I post my stuff, I feel like, wow, I'm totally an open book. Mm. If someone wants to read me. Just go to my Instagram wall and they can see all my emotions. But then again, I'm also like, okay, let's go, whatever. And if someone resonates, it's good. And if someone also wants to read me, whatever. I mean, yeah. I cannot understand totally me. So how can another one?
Yeah. No, this is something I think is really interesting, especially when you separate out the three sort of aspects of existence, right? The very mental, analytical, and then the heart, love, and sort of the gut, instinctual, instinct, I think, is the best way to put it, like you put it earlier.
Yeah.
And I feel maybe like there are certain connections that our gut and our heart can do very well, but our brain isn't good at or doesn't understand. And so for me, when I look at a piece of art that inspires me, or whenever I really resonate or click with someone, then mm-hmm. it's maybe beyond the cognitive level, but there's something that the connection is happening somewhere else that mm-hmm. just the cognitive one can't see. You know, something like this, or maybe like, you know, the elephant and the rider kind of stuff.
I mean, I think it also depends on the quality of the connection you are looking for. Mm-hmm. Because again, if you just wants to go for a physical attraction and you don't want anything else, I think you can go for that.
Sure.
But I think if you really want to connect deeply with someone, I really think that the door is the heart, the main door. And then because the heart, I think, is able to accept, to understand, to have compassion, but really to accept also if someone is not has something that is not, let's call, good for you, good, because maybe for someone else it's good. And I think we are only able to do this with the heart.
Yeah.
And because if we analyze under a criterion of ethic or morality or right or wrong with the brain, I mean, we cannot really build up anything deeper, because love is also like to forgive and to accept.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Think about also a lot of story that they are in the gospel, that they go beyond the normal. Like, for example, there is the story of the son that spent all the money of the father, goes away, and then he comes back. And there is the first brother that he was loyal to the father, and he doesn't receive anything. And he does bad things. He comes back, and the father, instead of punish, he creates a party.
Yeah.
So and then you are like, okay, this is not fair. But then, I think in this example, you really understand that sometimes the law of love is able to go beyond.
Yeah.
And I think this is also like this love that sometimes we are talking about when we were talking about open your heart.
But what's the role of the gut then in a situation like that?
What's the rule? The rule is the father. The father is the root that also that when he sees his son, which is he made a mistake, he goes towards him, he hugs him, and he say, "I thought I lost you. I thought I lost you, and you are coming back." So he shows that he goes against the law of good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
But also because he's coming back to the father, so it's like you found back your faith.
Yeah.
So it's story that is, that is really interesting. Is like there is a owner of grape field to make the wine.
Yeah,
no?
Vineyard. Yeah.
I don't know the name. Yeah, the vigna, and he needs people to cut the grape. So he found people and he divide the day in a schedule, like, okay, from 8 to 12, from 12 to 4, from 4 to 6. So, and the last part of group had 2 hours instead of maybe four of the others.
Yeah.
But then when he goes to pay, he pays everyone the same.
Okay.
And then you are like, okay, so then again, it's not fair. No? Because everyone...
It's a different division, yeah.
Yes. Everyone worked different hours, but everyone gets paid the same.
Mm-hmm.
So then you are like, okay, what God is trying to tell me?
Yeah.
And according to some interpretation, the is not the amount of hour you put, but it's just that you answer to the call. So you were, I asked you to work and you came.
Yeah, yeah.
So you answered to the call. And I have to say that I'm doing a little bit of research about the gospel, especially about the Gnostics, so the one that are not introducing to the Catholic Church, because there is a lot of truth or a lot of essence about the story about the essence of life.
Okay.
And yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I was, for example, watching a person that made a lot of research about the gospel.
Yeah.
But also he did a lot of hypnosis.
Oh wow.
And this says that 400 people on a deep, deep moment of hypnosis, to all of them, they were asking, who are you? Who you are? And all of them, without knowing the answer, they answer, I am light. So we belong to the same source of light.
Wow.
And also, if you really read the gospel, what also Jesus was trying to tell you that God is on us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are God. We are the light. No, but and also this lady that can transfer out of her body.
Mm-hmm.
She said that the knowledge at the time of Jesus, at the time of the essence people, it was really high. That now we are backward.
Behind. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also like one of the stronger person close to Jesus was Maria Magdalena,
mm-hmm.
where they say also that she had the knowledge or the technique to be in contact with Jesus, because there is another story that to become... endless religion,
mm-hmm.
Jesus decided to die. Mm. So in this way, because when he went to the sky, it was the only way to be close to us, to reconnect with us,
okay.
More than ever. Yeah. Anyway.
To become part of the infinite that we are all connected
yes.
to.
Yes.
Yeah, light.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fascinating.
It's really fascinating. Yeah, in fact, when you make more research and everything is linked, but I also feel that as soon as you connect your antenna to something, you link the la 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 everything. Oh, well. But
yeah,
in any way, in any way, I think the fun is really to the search, to research, and to discover something. So I think this is really interesting.
That's
so
cool.
Maybe in 1 year, maybe I have a different opinion. I don't think so, but...
Who knows?
Could
yeah.
be.
Who knows?
Yeah, could be.
There's nothing wrong with that. We learn, we grow, we evolve. There's nothing... No problem. Before we started this conversation, actually, you were telling me about how painting has always been a part of your life from the very beginning. And I'm wondering if, like, what that has to do, if anything, with being connected to the source. And this sort of cosmic infinite.
For sure, for example, when my mom was pregnant of me, she made 3 beautiful paintings that they are still hanging in my house. They are really beautiful, really big. And then another thing that I kind of learned is just when I was a child, really young, my mom sometimes she was like drawing, because she has also this passion.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just giving me color and paper. So basically, this is how I started, no? And this was, for me, something so natural, or something that I never desired to learn from someone, because I was like, okay. And I always draw, and especially in on a emotion like angry or sad, like strong emotion that I couldn't release with the words, mm-hmm. then I was put it in color. Yeah, till a point that here, after the first breakup of my Dutch boyfriend, which I was really kapot. Oh. I was I really felt the need again to take the color and the paper, and I was making a drawing one per day as a therapy, mm-hmm. and it was working. So after that, people started seeing and say, "Oh, you should do something." Blah, blah, blah. And then after like 2 or 3 years, I got the courage to do my first exhibition and open Instagram account, and
And when did motion become a part of that?
Which emotion?
Motion, like, you're a dancer, you also, you're a filmmaker. So it's pictures, but then in motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moving.
Yeah.
I should have said movement, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that the movement is, you can see, because I don't try to represent something clean or perfect. Mm. Except maybe in yours is a little bit more clean, but usually I really try to go with the gut, and to put the color without thinking so much, and to get the feeling, mm-hmm. because an emotion is never clear.
Not it's clear for the, this. It's clear for these. Not so clear for that.
Yeah, it's true. It's clear for the heart, but when it goes to the gut, moves in something else. When it goes to the mind, goes in something else.
Oh, that's wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Because for them, for the person I kind of lost.
Yeah.
Of course, I feel a big love. But sometimes I don't accept what happened, and then I transform in anger or transform in disappointment. Mm. But the emotion is the emotion of love.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you had an illumination. What was that?
Yeah. No, it feels as if, I don't know, it's like a germ of something that's kind of growing now, but it felt like there was the idea that a feeling or an emotion can begin in the heart and move through us via one of the two channels. Like, if we try to analyze or intellectualize an emotion, something like writing, mm-hmm. for example, could come out. But if we want to show that emotion with movement or motion, like, you know, dance or something like this, then it comes out more through the gut, through like the belly. These are, and the way that we express them are sharper if it's through the head, but then it's mm-hmm. it's fuzzier and more expressive if it's more through the gut, something like that. I don't know.
Can be, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a process. Maybe you should start drawing. Yeah.
You should start dancing. When did you start dancing anyway?
I remember I had 7 years old.
Aww.
And I remember that I wanted to become a dancer since a long time. And it was the second year of elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And with one of my best friends, we decided, my parents and her parents decided to inscribe to dance school. And the day we got the registration, then we went to buy the shoes and the body and the socks. I still remember
mm-hmm.
imprinted it, and I was so happy that I remember the lady in the shop saying to my mom, please calm down your kids, because I was jumping of happiness. I was so happy, so happy. He was the dream of my life.
That's so
yes,
cool.
Yeah. Because and I remember also this when people were asking me, what do you wanna be when you are older, no? Mm. And I was saying I wanna be a dancer, and that. As a child, I was recognized the face of the people. Yeah, 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 that dancer. And I was like, inside me, it is the truth. It's not because it's la la la.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, take me seriously because I want to be a dancer. And then my first hero, it was, I had 10 years old.
Mm.
And on Sunday, they were putting some dancing on TV,
mm-hmm.
in the national channel, no? Rai Uno. And they were so strange. They were really weird. But I was so fascinated. I was like, wow, this is so cool. And growing up, I realized that that dancer was Pina Bausch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, could you believe... It was so strong that could resonate it to a child. I mean, and I was watching, I was like, wow. I couldn't understand. It's a German lady, totally abstract.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching and I was like, I want to do that. So it was my first hero. Yeah, Pina Bausch.
Beautiful.
That is not about the movement itself or the perfectionist.
Uh-huh.
But it's the expression of a strong emotion. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. That's cool. You give me a lot to think about now.
Yes, and with the body we talk more. I think we are more truth than the mouth. The mouth really. Ooh.
Yeah.
We can act easily with the mouth.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah. The brain knows how to lie very well.
Yeah.
And I think the heart and gut have more trouble with that.
Yes. So because we're educated to, because we need to be part.
Mm.
We need to belong. Let's go to another. Yeah. We need to belong. And so then learn that if we behave a certain way, if we also say certain things, we can be accepted or not. So then it's really easy to lie.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Wow. Yeah. No.
Yeah, you can have a bad day at home with your girlfriend, and then someone call you by work, and then you're like, "Hey, hey. How is going? I'm good." 1 second before you were blowing up, and I cannot stand this. This is gonna end. I move. I quit. And then they call you for work. Hey, Brian, I have a new project. Oh, fantastic. Cool. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. We're good at that. We're good at that for sure. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thanks for this. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. My God.
I'm having a great time. What's your? We've talked about your Instagram a lot. What's your Instagram? You have mm-hmm. a website and an Instagram, right?
Yes, Instagram I have two, because in the beginning I started with Balance Lab, mm-hmm. and then I was also putting my painting,
mm-hmm.
and then I felt the need to separate.
Okay.
Like in fact, Melania Palita is the painting.
Yes.
And Balance Lab is my profession.
Nice. Yeah, and Balance is like with an S, not with a NCE.
Yeah. Yes, because when I went to register, it was already took.
Ah.
And they said, yeah, but let's check in a Dutch way, because balance is in written. Yeah, and they say, oh, in Dutch it's not taken. I say, okay, let's put it. I'm in Netherlands, so then I say, okay, let's put it in.
Yeah, that's your website too, right? .com?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Balancelab.com.
Yes.
Melania, if you're listening, thank you so much. It's an honor and a privilege to be your friend. And everybody else, thanks for listening. Want to be on this podcast? Get in touch on our website, mindfolkpod.com, or via Twitter and Instagram as @mindfolkpod. Let's talk.